Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. On tonight.
Oh, baby. Holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals number 204 and counting. We're going to have another great show on tonight. These shows have been so amazing, with a great former guest and all the callers and the audience. I highly appreciate it all, because it takes teamwork to see any victories out there for the animals. They so well deserve, because they cannot fight for themselves, defend themselves. I mean, you speak out, call the police, make police reports. Everything is involved here. So these innocent animals animal friends out there, we are giving you a standing ovation, and we're fighting for you hard, and we're going to see 2019 come in stronger as any other year has come upon. So please, everyone, do your part and help these animals out as much as you can. Every effort counts. Getting on there, on the social media, just pushing that share button or signing petitions, writing emails or letters to your politicians, your state representatives, senators. It's so important. And that number I'm going to hand out, and all these shows are recorded live every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, is area code 202-224-3121. And you'll ask to put your zip code in. Press 1 for senator and press 2 for your state representative. And then you can leave a voicemail after hours and weekends, or you can talk to someone during the day, during the week, and express yourself. Get connected with your politicians. We all go out there and vote, and we just take a step further in the right direction and connect with them and try to be professional and polite. That is the key. And you'll get a lot farther. So I just want to go ahead and do a couple shout outs here for everyone that's out there supporting the show and helps promote, on the social media out there, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, this WordPress. I mean, this list is huge, and all the family and friends are participating, the big Facebook pages and groups. I mean, these names, I could keep saying them in less than an hour, so I'm just going to try to make it short and sweet here. But take action, help ban animal gas chambers on Facebook, press like and see how you can help out. Megan Mason and Holly Smith, a big, huge standing ovation for all you're doing, trying to get all those gas chambers and animal shelters banned nationwide. Voices Carry for Animal Support Group. I'm one of the admins on there, and ladies and gentlemen, Facebook put a notice out that they took all the members that have never checked out the page, and they were sending them a private invitation. So lost over 3,000 members of them doing that. So hopefully you could go, and if you haven't asked to join yet, please go in there, because we don't need to see these groups decrease. We need to see them increase. And thank you. The Paul's Call Show on Facebook. fans of animal rights, Arlene, there's a big page right there that has a lot of awareness. All these do, and see how you can help out. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, thanks for all you're doing. Voice for Animals, you're out there posting animals that on death row. Thank you so much. A Voice for Animals on Twitter, Sean Walters. Got Paul's Pet Foundation, Sam Diaz. He's been a guest on here before. Thank you, Sam. And also the Pit Bull Advocate on Facebook and also on Blog Talk Radio. Patrick Bowler, a.k.a. Dogfather, Diane Lynn, and Joe Fraser, thanks for all you're doing. We're such a great team together. And thank you for always mentioning my show on your show, and that is teamwork. Everyone, if you're pit bull lovers and animal lovers, this is great. There's another show that is great, and it's helping out the animals. Paul's Across America Advocacy on the website. They got this show posted on the website. This list is very long on the support that everybody's getting. All of you, you made this show happen. And this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. At the bottom of the article, you can also share from there. Also on the right-hand corner or this column, there is where you can follow the PPJ Gazette anytime there's a new podcast or a news article. And it's Marty Oakley's website. Thank you, Marty Oakley and the PPJ Gazette, for helping me promote this show always. And also on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. You can also press follow under the animal rights, or I'm sorry, Animal Advocates Radio logo. And every time there's a new podcast, it will be delivered to your primary email. Welcome aboard, everyone. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host and producer of Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. Welcome aboard, everyone. You new listeners, you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all your support. Making Voices Carry for Animals a total success, and we're standing up for all the animals in need. But we need your continuous support, and taking action is the key to unlock the doors for all changes to be made. So I'm going to go ahead and go on with the show. I'm having a guest back. Her name is Laura Lassiter, animal communicator, author, speaker, writer, and teacher. This is her third time back on the show. I want to welcome her back. She was on the TS Radio Network, Marty Oakley on Voices Carry for Animals number 114 and number 146. And it was such great shows. And I always try to get these guests back as much as I can, and not just once, because the more exposure out there, the better. And everyone, you can listen worldwide on these shows, unlimited listeners. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to take some calls later in the show. And that area code is 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak and try to refrain from any noises in the background. Conversations, TVs, radios, and you're more than welcome to come on board. I want to welcome you back, Laura. How are you? You're live and on the air. Yes.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having me back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, welcome back. This is great. Look, I was looking really forward to it, and thank you for everything that you do out there. I mean, it's so meaningful and heartfelt. You know, you're out there stepping up to the plate. Yes, and you want to go ahead and tell the audience, you know, and we'll refresh their memory on some things, but you want to go ahead and how you got started, and we'll get the predictions for 2019 from the animals coming up very soon. Go right ahead.
Well, how I got started was I was born, because I really didn't learn animal communication from anybody but the animals. I just never forgot our ability to talk with them. I did not go professional, though, until Katrina. And that was my first experience as far as a big rescue. And I spent 9 months at Katrina. So as we talk, I'm not just an animal communicator, because my background really in the real world was real estate, commercial development, and, you know, I was in that area. And I've been a first responder. I've always been in rescue ever since I was a child, you know, picking up hurt animals off the road and taking care of them and everything. But also with the rescue, Debbie, I have been on every side of the spectrum for animals, whether it be through education, advocacy, animal rights, whatever it is. I know and can see different perspectives of what we're dealing with, and I'm very blessed by being able to hear the animals, in addition to having such a great background and, you know, with people and my experience in the business world. So it's been a very good marriage, if you will, that Katrina changed my life, as it did everybody, and especially in the animal world. And so that's kind of, I don't know, I, like I said, I was born. So, but I would have to say Katrina kind of bolted me, if you will, into being a professional animal communicator. That's when I was discovered by Carol Baskin with Big Cat Rescue. And it's just kind of gone on from there. I gave up the corporate world and seven-digit income to give voice to the animals and to work with them and to bring awareness. Because back then, you know, I remember at the SPCA, dogs were living in metal oil drums, you know, and the mutts, the mixed breeds, never had a voice. It was really pretty dismal for animals in general, because it was a very primitive time, I would say, in our awareness of who animals really are and not really considered family members. So we've come a long way, and I wanted to share with the audience real quick. I was so excited when you called again, because I have recently, this last year, moved to Sedona, and I left Florida after 30 years to come and write and to develop some online classes and to teach, because I was told very clearly that I needed to do this instead of doing one-on-one consultations that I've done for years, Debbie. My average day consists of 7 to 8 animal communication sessions every day, in addition to a lot of energy work I do. And it was no longer sustainable, and I had to really reflect on, you know, the direction, because we're finding ourselves in a transformed world right now. And after I moved to Sedona, you know, which is famous for its vortexes and its energy and everything else, on New Year's Eve, I was trapped. I see now it was on purpose, in a snowstorm, the heaviest that they've had in years. And I wasn't going anywhere. All the roads were closed. And, I mean, I was in the heart of Sedona at the apex of about 3 vortexes. And I sat there, and after I figured out, it did take me, you know, several minutes to figure out I wasn't going anywhere anytime soon. And I was calling around, you know, to see who could come feed my animals in case I couldn't come home, and nobody was available. So I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to need that, Debbie. You know, it was kind of like a message from the universe saying, just relax. So I always carry a journal in my car. And I said, well, it's New Year's Eve. This is when we start making, you know, resolutions and all that stuff. So, and all of a sudden I had an animal spirit contact me. And so I started talking. Well, before I knew it, you know, I had all these animals and animal spirits in Sedona contacting me, sharing things, and then it spread even wider. It was like the wildlife. And then the, you know, from everywhere. And so I said, okay, what do you want to share? I'm open. You know, I'll be your voice. What do you want to share with everybody for 2019 and for what's coming up. Boy, by the time I got through, I had like 18 pages filled, I think.
Wow.
And front and back. And I sat there and I looked at it and I was in tears because, you know, it was semi-quiet where I was. It wasn't these, you know, large snowflakes were falling down. Nobody was going anywhere. And I relaxed. I relaxed in the moment and I started listening, really listening. And it was amazing. So the animals had something for everyone, I think, during this program. And so I'm going to kind of turn it over to you and see where you want to go with this because it's really exciting.
I bet. I mean, just to know, Laura, since, you know, a lot of these problems have happened and ongoing, you know, since the 20th century, most likely before that. So when you give out, you know, resolutions and goals and achievements and heading for the victories, you know, they're coming in and they're not going to happen overnight. It takes team participation, you know, great team players to pick up those phones and, you know, express yourself because that's what it takes. That action means so much. And you can go ahead and you said how many pages, 18 pages long?
Yeah. And this was on like 11. I've got 14 by 17 sketch pads that I carry because in my writing I don't use lined paper. And so they're, you know, they're big pieces of paper. And I was, you know, writing and writing and writing. And, you know, one of the things that I found during Katrina when I was down there, because, you know, nobody was organized, we didn't know what to expect, was the fact that there was a lot of abuse going on. There was a lot of things going on that the world really wasn't aware of until Katrina, and that the animals were abused. The animals were living in deplorable conditions. I even adopted a dog that, you know, he was heartworm positive. He was intact. He had a .22 bullet in his shoulder. Most of my clients know Mikey, and I brought it. I brought Mikey home. He was a black Australian shepherd, lived to be 15, and one of the greatest healers I've ever had the privilege of working with. And Katrina brought to light what was already there, and we've been seeing that. In other words, nothing is new, what we're dealing with. It's just through technology, through awareness, through education, through advocacy and everything that more and more people are becoming aware of what has already been. Now, here's the exciting part. You know, when you talk about picking up a phone, calling, doing things like this, this is one of the things that the animal said this year was that it's time to be responsible. Now, not only for them, but in our own lives. In other words, it's not just about awareness now. We've got the information. A lot of us are aware. But now it's about taking action. In other words, you know, we've had part of the picture. Now we need to complete the other part of the picture, which is becoming responsible and taking action. And they're telling me, by the way, that we're really going to see more and more people get involved and come together, and that includes rescue groups, which was really exciting for me because a lot of times, you know, working in rescue, everybody, there's the tendency to get involved in power plays and egos and, you know, all the drama and blah, blah, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that is people are going to start transcending that, Debbie. In other words, there's going to be more groups come together to help the animals, which, you know, in my world, that's going to really be a first at this level that they're talking about. Because when they're talking about 2019, we have now stepped into a really transformed world. We see this happening everywhere. The government, you know, nothing's really working anymore because it's not supposed to work the way that it has been working. And but we've got better things that are working. And so now we've got the opportunity to really step up our game. And to the ones that, you know, we've been making a difference all along. It's just sometimes it's been kind of hard to really see that, right? But it's right. going to be easier and easier to see that. So that is one of the first things. They told me to have hope, because more and more people, as they become aware, their hearts are changing. And so where before they didn't really think about it, if they saw a dog in the, you know, chained up in the snow or something, they might be quiet for a week or something. Not anymore. No. They're being able, the animals are being able to, let me rephrase this. We, as human beings, Debbie, have now reached a point where we are going to be able to hear and work with animals in more of a partnership than we ever have before in history. And so with that, there's a lot going on. And I've, you know, again, we've got a little bit for everybody. We've got, you know, my clients know that I'm not real woo-woo. You know, I like the science. I like a lot of things, very practical, that are dealing with some physical things. We've got some information for the people who, excuse me, that are interested in developing more of a spiritual connection with animals in general, you know, talking with them, whatever it may be. All of that now is going to be more possible this year, easier than ever. So I felt like that was great news, because the animals are so excited that a lot of us now are opening our hearts more, you know, because we've been so hurt in our lives in general, not by the animals, of course, but by people and, you know, just life in general, that we now are starting to see things differently. And we're starting to see that maybe some of our choices haven't always been in the best for our environment or for ourselves. Or, you know, we're just having a change of heart. And we're not reading about that per se in those terms in the media, but I'm definitely seeing it with my clients. I'm seeing it with organizations. You know, we're coming from more of a empathy position. In other words, we're, you know, thinking about how that dog feels laying in that snow for, you know, a week freezing, instead of, well, that's not my thing. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get involved. I'm finding that people are getting more involved, and the animals are confirming this.
Yeah, that's a big plus right there, you know, coming together, because we're all better together than apart. And that the more voices that come together, the stronger we all become, you know, and then there's positive
yes.
changes. And that's a big, huge plus. Yep.
It is, and yes, because we're what the animals were showing me, that we are really putting – I'm just, you know, my clients are used to me being very blunt, so here we go. putting our, you know, like, okay, they, you know, they don't want the woo, they don't want the fluff from me, you know, they just like, just cut to the chase, tell me what I need to, you know, what's going on here, I'm open, you know, and I say, okay, well, here it is, you know, so, but we're putting away, we're moving from an ego perspective where, you know, where it's all about me to we. And that's huge. The animals are so excited that it's not just about us anymore. It's about we. If your audience
right.
can just walk away with one thing, you know, that is going to be the big thing. I know when I was at Big Cat Rescue, I think in 2006, we had a tiger. He was deaf. And he showed me one day in his wading pool, you know, tigers love water, that I was, and he asked me, what, you know, what are you looking at? And I said, well, what do you see when you look in the pool? And I said, me. And then he walked up to the pool, and I could, and he said, now what do you see? And the me had turned upside down. If you turn me upside down, it's we, it's W-E, like a mirror.
No.
And that was
awesome.
So cool, because isn't that awesome? And he
yes.
said, it's the way of the future. Yes, you see, it's the way of the future. And I thought, you know, people aren't ready for that yet, you know. And there's a video on that on YouTube that still, so the animals, as I was sitting there, we're talking about, we've now entered a period of we. It's going to be we from now on instead of me.
Right.
And I got goosebumps, right? I got goosebumps, and I said, well, can you show me what that looks like? Well, all right. So the first thing was their love for us is so, so strong. It's like parent with a child. You know, there's nothing that you wouldn't do for your child in the name of unconditional love. Well, that's the way the animals feel with us. You know, they're so quick to forgive. And that unconditional love, you know, a dog can be beat to death, and it's still going to wag its tail when you go to help it, you know. And that's the unconditional love coming through. They understand. And so one of the ways is they're adapting. I know I posted something on Facebook the other day that the elephants have realized that they're so intelligent, that they are being killed for their ivory, for their tusks, that the new ones are being born without any tusks to ensure their survival.
Sad, isn't it? I mean, it's terrible how these elephants are so innocent, and they're not bothering anybody. You know, it's like, leave them alone. Let them live in freedom and comfort, you know, with their families that they love hanging out with. They're awesome.
I know, but, Debbie, when we start looking at that, though, people start to think, and they start to say, well, you know what, that elephant, the value of the elephant doesn't lie in the tusk. You know, I'm not going to buy anything with ivory anymore. You know, this is my way I can help the animals. I'm not going to bite. So they're bringing to our awareness how we have felt about them in our recent past, even as a few months ago, right? We just have to understand what they're saying. And this is leading us into another area here of how we're going to do this. This is so cool because we think we've only got 5 physical senses. We don't. We've got 12. And so they're helping to activate new senses within us that we haven't even been aware of or that we've not used. And so as a child, I knew, and I grew up, the indigenous people, the people that are still connected with the earth realized this, that for the majority of us, we don't get this, and now the time is. And so with that, the awareness, again, it's like, wow, this is what we've been doing. You know, now we've got something to compare it to. This is what we did in the past. This is, you know, forgive us. And now what can we do to help them, right? So we're seeing this at all levels, even as far as the puppy mills. A lot of people now are really becoming aware of the deplorable conditions that these animals have lived through, and I've got clients that adopted puppy mill babies. They are so unsocialized. They are so deprived of love, the human touch, everything else. You know, I'm working with this on all levels. And they are the first line, Cation, because they've adopted this animal, and now they never gave up hope on them or anything, but they truly understand after talking with the animal what they've gone through. So as soon as people can put themselves in the position of the animal, which more and more people are doing now because of us opening our hearts, then that is also, that's going to be like a tsunami, Debbie. It really is, because it's that we thing again, you know, and that takes on a whole different perspective.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these animals,
okay.
It just went, some of the stuff is so mind-blowing what's going on, isn't that? It's like we can't give up. If we stop, we automatically lose. And, you know, with these working together, like you said, more people are coming together. And that is a huge plus right there, the teamwork and the voices out there.
Yes. Yes. And. Absolutely, I agree with that. In anything, teamwork. You know, you're never going to find a pride of lions working individually. You know, the animal kingdom understands cooperation. It is the number one rule of nature is cooperation. That's how you survive. Contrary to what we've been taught as far as, you know, the dog eat dog, whoever is, you know, it's the most competitive. Well, no. There's over 400 peer-reviewed journals for people that want to go the scientific route that show that nature, the number one law in nature is cooperation. The animals that cooperate with each other survive, and they adapt, and they thrive. They thrive. Not only survive, but they thrive. And so, and the animals are showing this. Every day on Facebook, you can see the animals that are, you know, the animals are coming together. You know, one of the kittens, I posted again, you know, in the wildfires in California, threw himself over his another kitten to save it. And in the process, both of them got saved. In the fires, he got burned, but they both survived and everything. You find different species coming together. So this is incredible because the animals also said that the diversity, in other words, we're really going to start making inroads on breed-specific legislation where we're not discriminating against one breed or the other. We're really going to see some inroads this year. I don't know if that's through legislation yet or not, because they also told me that we don't. It's not necessarily that we need new legislation. It's we've got to enforce what we've already got. And so with that, though, the people are going to start recognizing that it's not the pit bull. It's not the German shepherd. It's the people. And so, and that is, again, that shifting responsibility where the animals told me that we're going to see them different. In other words, they're not the ones that need to be fixed, if you will, or they're just the messengers, Debbie. We're going to start really seeing animals as messengers of who we are. In other words, they're trying to help us and reflect what we as, you know, humanity thinks and believes and everything else. And in doing so, instead of thinking, well, that animal, you know, has a problem, it needs to be fixed, we're going to start going in the other direction of how did I contribute to this? How did I, what was my part of my responsibility of create, helping to create this? Let's take, for instance, a pit bull, right? Now, if anybody has a reason to be upset with pit bulls, I'm number one, because I was in elite marathon training back in 1999 with Dr. Nicholas Romanoff. He was a Federation athlete that moved here to the States, and he's now an Olympic coach. And I didn't start running until I was a senior, by the way. So, and my dog and I got attacked by two pit bulls. And we were in a park, and there was a guy that was using his pit bulls to train his pit bulls on unsuspecting people and animals. You know, who would have known, right? And my dog had over 70 bite wounds. He was a 45-pound black bite Aussie, and I had 14, and they couldn't even stitch me up because I was able to lay on top of my dog, and I took the brunt of the bites and everything. And the guy even had a hard time because one of them was at my Reebok's throat, and the other one had him, they were, you know, quartering him basically. Two female pit bulls, by the way. Mine was a neutered male. At the back where, you know, they were tearing off his hind, trying to his hind legs, and then one of them had him by the throat. And I don't know how I did it through the grace of God, you know. But and after that, I thought, wow, because if you've never heard the death cries of an animal, you don't soon forget that. And I thought, how could I move through this? Because my ex-husband now took him to the vet, and he was going to be fine. I did energy work on him, and, you know, and I was a different story. It took me completely out of training, and I thought, you know what, the problem's not those dogs, because we didn't even know if they had rabies shots or anything, nothing. You know, I was completely vulnerable, Debbie, and I thought, how could this happen? You know, I mean, I didn't get into, well, he was black and I'm white. Now, the police did. The law enforcement agency did. They didn't take any action because we were of two colors. Okay, I wasn't raised with that. I was raised with, you know, we're human, and
right. Exactly.
And you do the right, you know, and you do the right thing, right? Well, not in Clearwater at that time, and so and I did. I forgave the dog, but mostly I forgave that person. Because it was like, you know, the dogs are only reflecting the behavior or the attitude of the person, right?
Yes, definitely. Got to blame the deed. You got to blame, the deed, not the breed. Because, you know, they're training them and then they give them a bad rap for the rest of them. And then, and it's been so sad. It's discrimination, you know, stereotype.
Yes, but we do that in... As a human, as society, you know, you're black, you're white, you're female, you're straight, you're gay, you're, you know, there's labels for everything. Well, we're going to start seeing that according to the animals. We're going to start seeing more compassion, and we're going to start seeing beyond the differences. Now, that was huge for me because it was like, yes, you know. And specifically the breeds, we're going to start making some real progress here that people are saying, you know what, wait a minute. It's the pit bull now. What's it going to be next year? You know, in other words, we're always going to be blaming something on someone until we personally take responsibility for our part in it. Well, that's what people... Excuse me, animals are saying, okay, you're going to start seeing that. People are starting to wake up like, well, you know, I'm part of the problem because, number one, I either didn't speak up, or number two, I was raised that way. That's the way my parents were raised, and that's what I learned. And, you know, but they're starting to see past it because it's like, well, wait a minute. They're humans, you know. They're just a dog. They're an animal. You know, in other words, our heart is going to have a say in our lives this year, more and more and more.
Yes, agreed. Yep.
Okay,
you're right.
That's what the animals are saying.
That's right, and you know, enough is enough. And just like with the BSL, you know, like the pit bulls, they, you know, I'm sorry that happened to you and your dog and everything. It's, you know, it's heartbreaking, but. Human beings are the roots to all problems. We can't blame the animals. It's the human beings that create them, that keep going with the problems. And more, and I've noticed this since I've been on the radio, there's more and more, like you said, coming, stepping up to the plate and taking action. And this is awesome.
Yeah, you know? And you and I have not talked. I mean, we haven't, you know, and I don't have time to be on, you know, Facebook and doing all that. So, I mean, this is completely from the animals, and this is great validation because, you know, you're living it real world right now. And, of course, I just said, and I showed up and I listened. It's like, you know, it's the return of the listeners. You know, you just got to show up and be quiet and listen. Now, here's one thing if I can interject this real quick. So I kept, you know, I was asking a lot of questions too because I wasn't going to miss this opportunity. I didn't know I was going to be there for 5.5 hours. I thought, you know, an hour and I'm going to be out of here. So I was kind of, you know, really throwing out the questions to him. And so I said, well, okay, how can we connect better with you guys? How can we, you know, what can we do to really enhance our relationship with you, whether it be wildlife or, you know, the fly that's buzzing around your head trying to get your attention, or, you know, the spider that you're afraid of, or whatever. And they said, it's very simple. You know, animals keep it simple. We make it hard. Connect. And I said, yeah, but how? Connect with the earth. That's all you have to do. You have to connect with nature. In other words, nature is going to give you a different type of energy that you're experiencing in your business world or in your chaotic daily life, and you know, and you're surrounded with all this drama and stuff. And if you will just go out and connect with nature, sit under a tree, take a walk in nature, sit on your front porch and just be quiet and watch, just observe. then they and put feet in the ground. You know, go barefooted again. Make that conscious connection. Hug a tree. Do whatever you can. Sit in the sun. You know, just connect with nature, and you're going to start feeling differently. You're going to start remembering some things that you have forgotten. I said, well, okay, that doesn't cost any money. And people, you know, there's no, it's going to be hard to find an excuse not to do that because that's easy. You know, you can make the time for 5 minutes every day to do that. But that's going to put us in a situation energetically, Debbie, where we can start now to hear things differently because we're going to tune in, if you will, on a different wavelength, you know, like tuning into a radio station where it's kind of fuzzy until you fine tune it. And then our vision is going to expand. In other words, our awareness is going to start to expand. And then the more experience that we have with that, the more they said we're going to, it's going to become important to us. It's going to, because it's going to trigger some things in us that we have forgotten. And because remember as kids we used to run around barefooted all the time. Did you ever run around barefooted?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep, and it felt good,
right?
You know. And, you know, sometimes, and right as we speak, I still do it.
Yeah,
you know,
and we climb trees.
Outside,
remember?
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah.
Okay.
I sure do.
So, and we look at things. We had an innocence about us, you know. In other words, I think we felt more with everything that, you know, with the animals, with everything, because we were connected in a different way. And if we're always inside and we're always at the computer or whatever, now we're connected to a different kind of energy. And not that one is bad and the other is good. It's just our, you know, they're trying to show us how we can have a better connection and remember our relationship with them, and we can start working with them instead of against them, but also see them as messengers, and that how, because honestly, if a tsunami comes or whatever, it's the animals that always survive, not us. And so they're trying to help us get information and see things a little bit different that are not only going to help us survive at this point in our human history, but also transform and really grow and thrive. This is what we're really doing now. We're moving out of survival mode, they showed me, into really thriving and how, you know, we can make life better. But it's going to take, you know, us being at least able to entertain the possibility of us, you know, taking responsibility. And even though we personally take individual action, there's still that we out there, right? Other people who are not. And so we still, by us taking responsibility and acting, we are setting the example for other people because, you know, some people have to look and say, well, I don't know, you know, but if they see somebody else doing it, they say, well, it must be okay because they're doing it. I'm going to go ahead and pick up the phone and call. I'm not going to feel stupid by reporting that dog being abused. I've listened to it being howl every night for 2 weeks. I know it's being abused, but I saw on Facebook somebody called the police and they rescued that dog. Okay, now they've got permission, you know, to go ahead and do that, whereas before they were in such fear mode or they didn't take responsibility because, well, I'll just let somebody else handle that. I'm seeing a real change in people taking their heads out of the sand and saying, well, you know what? I'm taking action because I know that animal is hurting. Whereas before they wouldn't do, even last year, you know.
Right.
I'm seeing it in this short period of time, Debbie.
I know. And I am too. More people speaking out and, you know, calling the police or whatever they have to do because you couldn't remain anonymous. And that's another
plus
because, you know, some people get scared, afraid of retaliation, you know, and in this case, when you go anonymous, they don't have to know who did it. And that's great.
Well, and And let me tell you, on the other side with the farming animals, because they were telling me that we're having to change the way we eat. I know a lot of my clients can't things that they were eating last year. You know, they're getting sick or they bloat up or, you know, there's – and so, you know, and I've been making them aware of this, but – I just read the other day, because when I heard the animals say, well, your diets are going to change, I thought, well, you know, I grew up vegan. I didn't know it was vegan. We called it poor because I lived with a single parent. My mom only made like $400 or $500 a month. You know, that, I mean, 65 years ago, you know, things were a lot different. So, and we always had a garden. We couldn't afford meat. And I thought, well, what do you mean by the diets are going to change? You know, but I've never nobody hardly even knows I'm vegan. I don't ever talk about it. I don't ever, you know, and if I go places, I just kind of, I bring, you know, whatever. And people never even know they're eating vegan meals when I cook. So but they said, no, you're going to change. You're going to change because where you are now with your evolution, where we are now transforming, the recent research shows we're, you know, we're going through some actual DNA physical changes now, Debbie. And so I said, okay, well, what was cool was last weekend here in Sedona, they had a veggie fest, and I went to it, a festival. And the latest research, this is going to blow you away. It blew me away. The latest research, and by the way, Greg Braden is also, I have not heard him say this, but he's talking about the telomeres. The telomeres is really what dictates our longevity. And through stress, chronic stress especially, those get shorter and shorter and shorter. Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden go into great detail with this. And and there's also, we've discovered an enzyme now that actually can lengthen the telomeres. Now, what's so cool about this is that if you start eating more vegetables, more plant-based instead of meat, you're, within 3 months, the telomerase is the enzyme that actually repairs DNA and your telomeres, and it lengthens them. So the more that you start to eat a plant-based diet, change your diet and get away from meat, you're adding time to your life. This is research. 30% in 3 months. 30%, Debbie. That is significant.
Yes, it is. And I've heard that for a long time. You know, the vegans and vegetarians live longer, they're healthier lives and everything. And it makes sense.
But we've got the scientific research. So I think that's going to be great news for the farming, the factory farming that we are doing and making people aware of, in spite of the gag laws and everything else. We're going beyond those now. People are just not conforming to those anymore. They're saying, no, no, no. Animals have us too, you know, especially when they're on the way to the slaughterhouse. You see them crying and weeping and,
oh,
you know,
so
trying
sad.
To.
It's
beyond sad. We're going to look back at this as a barbaric period of our consciousness. But more and more people are aware of that now, okay? So, again, the heart is speaking. The heart is dictating our actions. And the animals are so excited about this because that means that we are transforming and we are evolving. Our awareness, our consciousness, we are evolving. And so I'm just so excited about this year and from here on out because we've got momentum going. And you're right. Every day we're seeing victories and we're seeing, you know, and we are seeing some species go extinct. You know, they've served their purpose. They've held the space for where we are now and everything, but there's no one's coming in, you know. It's like you might not read about it in mainstream media, but there's all kinds of new beginnings with these animals, you know, and that our ability to work with them in a partnership role instead of a dominant one or whatever is really what the animals are most excited about, that we can actually join in partnership now. And I've been working this way for quite a while as being, you know, working with them as evolutionary partners and in the spiritual aspects of them instead of just, you know, Well, they're just animals. Well, no, they're just not animals. And
that's
people
right.
are waking up to this, right?
That's right. And I have a caller on here, and I hope I know who it is. It's my beautiful mother inside and out calling in. Hi, Mom. How are you?
Yes, I would like to say you're doing a wonderful job with all the dogs and the cats and everything. And I want to wish you a happy birthday. Tomorrow's
Thank
her
you,
birthday.
Mom. Thank you.
Oh, happy
Thank
birthday.
You. Yeah, thank you,
yes.
Laura. Yeah.
And I hope you have a wonderful day. Keep up the good work on the dogs and the cats, and I wish you'd get on the show about abortions. It's very sad to hear about how they people get, you know, killing the animals and they're killing the babies and everything else. So, anyway, I just wanted to tell you that you're doing a good job, so keep up the good work. And I'll
Thank
talk
you.
At you
Thank
later.
You
Happy
support.
Birthday.
Thank you so much. And I love you
yeah.
always, okay? Always.
Okay.
Thanks.
All
you're
right,
you're a beautiful mother inside and out. And thanks for all you've been doing. A best friend and a mom. Love you.
That's it. Okay. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
That's tomorrow.
I tell you what, you can't, you know, moms are great, right?
Oh, yeah. That was nice of her, though, you know. She was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she listens in a lot. And thank you,
Mom.
Yes, you know, and the support and stuff. You know, thank you for what I'm doing because, Laura, it takes all, you know, us, we, okay, we'll bring that we in there because I can't do this all by myself. You know, this radio, I do other things. Besides this, you know, taking action, getting on that phone, writing emails, you know, whatever it takes, every effort counts. And I noticed that you was in the Big Cat Rescue in Tampa, Florida. That's where I was born. And anyway, that must have been awesome to deal with them tigers and lions and all them. You had to love
it.
It
was. And I have been working on a book. I had to just, you know, literally come here to Sedona to get it done, I guess. There is a book going to come out, and I will say that you didn't know anything about this, that I will be telling the untold stories of the exotic cats at Big Cat Rescue. And it's quite phenomenal. It is beyond what you would... It just takes you into a very magical world, but also we'll start sharing with people who the big cats really are and why they're here and their purpose and how they are helping humanity and the things that their stories, their biographies, it's incredible. Absolutely. You can't be near a big cat and not be transformed. You just can't. And I was very honored and privileged to do that because at the time, Carol, you know, nobody was hiring an animal communicator, and she had a lot to risk, you know, her credibility, the sanctuary, everything, and she knew what a voice I was for the big cats. And so I'm just now in a position where I can share their stories, and it's very apropos as the consciousness is now ready to understand these animals in a whole different light and who we all truly are. But the key word for 2019 is we and heart. And
that's right.
There's going to be some
so
fantastic
much.
Improvements. You're welcome. And again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share what little bit I have with you, and that we are going to continue to give the animals, they're no longer silent, Debbie, and they're showing us every day how they feel. It is up to us now to stand up with them as we have all these years. You know, you and I have been at this for a long time, and give them, continue. To share their voice, their stories, their feelings, who they are. And as a result, hopefully humanity will start to wake up and that we will become a better species as a result.
That's right. And you're so right, Laura, everything you're saying making sense. And could you give the audience out there your Facebook and your website and everyone? If you don't have a pen, write real quick. You can always come back to these shows. Half hour after this, you will be able to hear the show archived or 365 days a year. You can press on the side of the screen. You can share 24/7. Just whatever social media icon, Facebook, Twitter, you can copy it, mail it. The cross is all of them. www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your sons, daughters, anybody you can, because the more voices out there, we're going to, this year, I hope it's the record-breaking year, Laura, for all victories. I mean, I'm into it. Whatever I can do to help out, make it a positive impact, I'm here. I'm here with you. And thanks for everything that you're doing. I mean, it's so heartfelt and meaningful. You're outstanding. Those photos of you and those lion, oh my goodness, they're awesome. And they're on the PPJ. I have a couple of them. They're beautiful. Yeah.
Well, my website, real quick, is just go to lauralassiter.com, and they can connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I am in the process of updating my website, and that there's going to be some exciting classes coming forth and a lot of different things. So I'm there with everybody, and I just wish everybody the best for 2019, including the animals, and know in my heart, Debbie, that it's not going to be easy, but it's getting done, and that I'm very optimistic about what the animals feel and know that are coming.
And you know who especially thanks us is the animals, because they see their lives changing for the positive. And they can't thank us, but at least they'll know they have better lives and futures ahead of them, and not to live in, free from fear and anxiety and stress and neglect and abuse. None of that is needed, and on any of them. And this show, we stand up for all animals in need, so they deserve the best.
They've never given up on us, so we can't give up
That's
on
right.
them.
We can't, because we automatically lose if, their rights should be granted, not violated or kicked to the curb. We are the voices of the animals, and we must be heard, because they so well deserve. They feel everything that we do. They just speak in another language. They go through pain and suffering and all the expressions, and, they're awesome. So everyone, please do your part to let them live in comfort and freedom and compassion. That's all, it's not that difficult. I stand up for them, and it's, whatever I can do, but I can't do it by myself. It takes teamwork. And that's why I'm on this radio, to help make this platform and spread worldwide, Laura. Not locally, not nationwide, worldwide, but we're down to a couple minutes, Laura. I want to really thank you for coming on again. Voices Carry for Animals, number 114, number 146, and tonight, number 204. And looking forward to having you back on again, Laura. All in good time. I will be getting hold of you and have another great interview. But thank you for everything that you're doing. And, oh, my goodness, it's so meaningful. You got a big heart. And don't stop.
Well, from
never
the
animal.
Thank yep. you. No, from the no, it's my passion, my full mission. But from the animals, they want to also thank everyone who's listening and doing anything to make a difference in their world. So, the animals are very grateful, and they are very much aware of what we are doing every moment.
That's right, and you're awesome, Laura. You are
thank you,
awesome.
Debbie. You are
thank
too.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. This is such an honor. Great. But anyway, next week we'll have Harry Humira. He stands up for the great apes and the orangutans, the monkeys. He'll be on next week, next Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, everyone, listeners, and let's rock 2019 with new legislation, new laws, positive laws for better lives and futures for the animals. Be a part of it. Be a positive impact. Paw in hand, united we stand against all animal neglect and cruelty across the land. Good night, everyone. Have a nice and peaceful evening, and hope you tune in next week. May God bless. Bye-bye, Laura. Big hugs.
Bye, Debbie.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.